Next month, the World Wildlife Fund is releasing a report on walrus ivory. KNOM's Zechariah Hughes reports.
Ernie Cooper is the director for the Traffic and Wildlife Trade Program at WWF Canada and is in charge of the pending report.
We've been conducting a study of international trade and management of walruses, looking at the global trade.
The study comes in the context of WWF's work with different governmental organizations and conservation groups combating illegal ivory trafficking across the globe, which for the most part means elephant ivory. But WWF decided to look at the market for walrus ivory in part because they expected there might be some overlap in the trade patterns. Cooper says what they found is that basically there's no reliable way of establishing numbers for what's going on with walrus.
One of the results is that it's very hard to get a really precise handle on international walrus trade for a couple of reasons, partially because the majority of walrus ivory trade is in carvings, and it's not possible to quantify, you know, how many carvings equal one walrus. So the most basic question, how many walruses are in international trade, can't actually be answered in any real manner.
On top of the limitations of aggregating walrus numbers through carvings, there are just four countries in the world with walrus harvests: the U.S., Russia, Canada, and Greenland. And if anyone is keeping records on that information, it's not getting shared. Cooper says that even amid barriers to their research, the preliminary findings simply didn't uncover anything illicit going on.
We weren't able to find much evidence of illegal trade in walrus.
He is quick to caution, however, that there's a possibility researchers just haven't found a practical way of assessing the peculiar markets for walrus ivory.
The challenge there is that absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence.
What Cooper couldn't address was how ongoing efforts at eliminating market demand for ivory products might affect hunters and carvers in Alaska. Senator Mark Begich's recent letter to Interior Department Secretary Sally Jewell asked the agency to exercise restraint in upcoming policy recommendations on measures to combat illegal ivory trafficking. Begich's concern is that a broad sweeping condemnation of ivory products will negatively affect subsistence communities who rely on walrus ivory for income. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zechariah Hughes.